Listen to this news. U.S. soybean exports plunge, market rebound on the horizon. The U.S. soybean export market faces a challenging situation, with early season sales plummeting to historic lows. Cobank's Knowledge Exchange has shed light on the situation, noting that while the initial pace appears dismal, this does not necessarily predict the outcome for the full marketing year. Several indicators suggest that U.S. soybean exports may yet experience a revival. Tanner Emke, the lead grain and oilseed economist at Cobank, has emphasized the obstacles confronting U.S. soybean exporters. Chief among these is a sharp decline in demand from China, the world's largest buyer of U.S. soybeans. Emke remarked, "But a slow start to the export sales pace does not necessarily mean it will be a bad year for U.S. soybean exports. We see the potential for several developments that could bolster exports later in the year. The critical export window for U.S. soybeans spans September through December, when over half of the season's shipments typically occur before the South American harvest comes to market. Yet, with China slashing its new crop U.S. soybean bookings to their lowest level in two decades, excluding the 2019 trade war lows, the pressure mounts." Emke outlined four key dynamics that could alter the current trajectory: a potentially smaller than anticipated South American soybean harvest, a spike in European demand for soybeans sourced from non-deforested lands, the impact of falling U.S. interest rates, and a rebound in China's economy. The USDA forecasts a record Brazilian soybean crop of 169 million metric tons, MMT. Despite this, current low prices may dissuade Brazilian farmers from expanding soybean acreage as planting season looms. Furthermore, the anticipated onset of La Niña in September could impair Brazilian yields, possibly opening the door for U.S. exports. The introduction of stricter European Union import regulations concerning deforestation is also poised to shift demand. Starting December 30, 2024, all imports into the EU must be certified as originating from land that has remained forested over the past decade. This development positions U.S. soybeans, typically produced on non-deforested lands, as a favorable alternative for European buyers. In parallel, an economic resurgence in China could significantly increase soybean purchases. The Chinese government is expected to pursue aggressive interest rate reductions to invigorate its flagging economy. A resurgence in consumer demand for meat could, in turn, drive up the need for soybeans and soybean meal. Interest rate cuts from the Federal Reserve also hold the potential to redirect capital back into emerging markets like Brazil. Such a shift could bolster the Brazilian real against the U.S. dollar, rendering U.S. soybeans more competitive on the global stage. Business General, Bangladesh becomes major soybean market as protein demand soars.